Jim, we know this Sunday, Mother's Day, and the Women in Super Mother's Day Classic, get this, celebrates its 25th anniversary. Almost 1.5 million Australians have participated in the Mother's Day Classic over the last 24 years, making it Australia's largest fun run and walk for breast cancer research. Please welcome CEO of the Mother's Day Classic Foundation, Zara Lawler. Zara, welcome.
Good morning.
Zara, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is awesome. I can't believe how many people are involved in this. 1.5 million Aussies over the last 24 years. When you look back at this, is it a bit of a pinchy moment? It must be pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing, particularly after the last couple of years we've had, to think, here we are, you know, 25 years on, that this event has just become an iconic event that raises vital funds for breast cancer research. And year after year, just gets people out there, gets them walking and running, and it's amazing community spirit. It's pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
Sarah, can you talk just a little bit about your story for those that don't know, and then how you got involved with this?
Yeah, so look, I actually started the Mother's Day Classic just before COVID hit. So I feel I'm sort of just the custodian of this amazing event. I mean, our founders started this event 25 years ago. They saw that far too many women were dying from breast cancer. Back then, like, you know, back in the mid-90s, the five-year survival rate for women diagnosed with breast cancer was at 76%. You know, as a result of their amazing work and the work of the National Breast Cancer Foundation and other research that takes place all over the world, that five-year survival rate is now up to 91.5%.
Wow.
So when I saw this amazing organisation, in my background, I'd worked in major events, worked on, you know, the Grand Prix, I've worked with other not-for-profit organisations, and to bring all of those things together, to have an event that just has this amazing purpose and then, you know, brings the community together. I love getting people out there, getting active. This, for me, was just the most perfect role, and I feel so privileged to lead this incredible organisation and network of volunteers.
Oh, and so you should. I mean, 67 events are going to be held nationwide. It is amazing. I'm just reading here, $40 million in funding for 79 different breast cancer research projects. This is incredible. It's what the Mother's Day Classic have raised so far. That money, Zara, can you tell us how vital it is and what kind of projects the money is going towards?
Yeah, it is so vital. You know, every day I am speaking to, you know, our incredible ambassadors, people that have been impacted by breast cancer. And, you know, behind every, we talk a lot about statistics, you know, it's 1 in 7 Australian women, and we know it's men as well that are impacted by breast cancer, that are diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. And, you know, all of those numbers, you think of the families, lives turned upside down, you know, children who don't get to spend Mother's Day with their mum. And so the research is changing that, though. And when they started this event 25 years ago, they were adamant that they were going to fund research because research leaves a legacy. One of the beautiful people that we work with that's been diagnosed with breast cancer, she describes it as planting a tree. By funding research, you plant a tree for the next generation. And you hope that, you know, we are aiming for a goal of zero deaths from breast cancer. Yeah. Can you imagine that? You know,
oh, wow.
And it only research can achieve that. You know, it's not going to go away by itself. So with the research, we fund ways to research that looks at how we can better diagnose people with breast cancer. How can we can understand the risk factors? How can we improve quality of life? Like, so many of us know someone who has gone through chemo, whose world has been absolutely tipped upside down. Now, how can we make that easier for them, make the journey a little bit better? And ultimately, it's about saving lives. And again, it's the research that's going to do that.
Zara, can I ask, I mean, I don't know, a bit wet this morning in Hobart.
Few weather issues.
Now, for those that don't know, it is happening this Sunday, Belrive Beach Park. There's the three different walks for 5K at 10 a.m., 10:30, 11 a.m. Then there's the run 5K, which is happening a bit earlier at 8:45. Do you have a wet weather plan?
Well, look, we do. So the Mother's Day Classic, yes, and I'm very conscious it is a little wet out there. We do have, you know, wet weather plans, but the Mother's Day Classic will go ahead in rain, you know, hail or shine, but obviously it's all about keeping our participants safe. So we'll be monitoring things over the weekend. At this stage, the forecast is looking okay for Sunday. So
no,
we
it
might
is.
Just
You're
get
right.
That.
Yeah,
it is, you know, only, I think it's going to hit today and a bit tomorrow. So, look, we are planning to be there. The event is going ahead. That is our plan. we'll obviously continue to monitor things, but we'll be out there. I think, you know, as you say, this is all about supporting and honouring those that are impacted by breast cancer. If we can't get through a few showers, then, you know, how are we going to be out there supporting people whose lives have been turned upside down? So come on, Hobart, show that you're better than the weather, and get online and register. We're planning for it to fine up by Sunday, and we really hope to see everybody out there.
Oh, Zara, we couldn't have said it better ourselves. Well done. Of course, if you do want to be part of it, mothersdayclassic.com.au. CEO of the Mother's Day Classic Foundation, Zara Lawless, thank you so much for joining us, Zara. All the best, and of course, happy Mother's Day, okay?
Thank you so much.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.